a shame. Oh, give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are back. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Chuck P. And today I have both of my co-hosts with me today. Hopefully I can get them back on before we get started. Gentlemen, are you here? Nope, they are not here. Sir.
Mic test.
Yes, can you hear me now?
You fellas are here now, okay. I have Mr. J. Adam with me, sir. What's going on? Well, I have co-founder of the Hospitality Room, also co-founder and co-host of the podcast, Mr. QJ Pimpson, sir.
What's going on, man?
Not much. We are actually in Lafayette, the Flatlands, this week. Well, you're in Baton Rouge as usual, but
yeah,
yeah, we're in the original studio, and. While we wait for Mr. J. Adam to get back on, I don't know if he's muted, if I muted him or not.
That's fine. I'm
Yo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir.
How's it going? It's a great day to be a liberal out here.
Yes, it surely is. Let me get some of this upfront done, and we're going to kick it right into that. This is the Hospitality Room Podcast. You can find it on hospitalityroom.com. We also have a Facebook page. We have Twitter handles. Send us something. It's at Hospitality Room. The podcast was weekly, and pretty soon it'll be weekly again. It just Negroes have to work. I guess that's what we're going to say. Yeah, we're on iTunes, Podomatic. Check it out. And Mr. J. Adam, would you like to lead off the top story of the day? This lovely liberalism, socialism, my bad, socialism.
We had, just like to start it off with the classy Dewey defeats Truman moment. CNN and Fox News loves to jump the gun and report wrong. I mean, we expect that from Fox News. We thought CNN was a little more unbiased, but as of this morning, liberals have struck a blow, and America has decided to take a step forward, not expecting Justice John Roberts to make the split decision, and he actually joined three women in casting America as still a progressive country. We now have Medicare, or not, I'm sorry, I misspoke. We now have health care for all. It's a beautiful thing.
And, of course, I seen this early this morning, and of course, you know, the usual, I had to get up and troll. And I hadn't been trolling a lot lately. I left the trolling alone because, once you get good at it, it's not fun anymore. So you gotta, I gotta take a break every now and then just to make sure that I can still troll. And we troll a good amount of people that wanted to. We wasn't moved to Canada. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We wanted to get out of the socialist country and go somewhere where it's free, and we're moving to Canada, where it is free. Why? Because there's universal health care there.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Don't tell them that.
Yes.
I think it's just copycats, because I remember when Bush was president, I made the same statement, but I wanted to move to Canada. But for me being a liberal, Canada fits my style.
Yeah, Canada would be more like home for you if you wanted to move there. I'm getting feedback. See, that might be me. Okay. Just like, what was this chick? No. Let me read the one that I thought was real funny earlier. Oh, there it goes. Mr. Walter Weldon, and that's at Wally Weldon, because I need people to tweet him back. He said he's moving to Canada because the United States is entirely too socialist.
Okay.
So he's going to Canada. Fuck it. This dude votes. That's why I'm bringing it up. This dude votes. Walter Weldon votes. A lot of people like Walter Weldon votes. But I'm kind of glad that the healthcare was not struck down, because that was one of the legs that the president had to stand on for his reelection bid, because that was one of the promises he made pre-election in 08, and it was one of his first actions that was actually done in his administration without the... Even with the bullshit from the GOP side, it was still one of his first actions. And for that to go down, it would have been a terrible blow to his reelection campaign and his legacy and his presidency. So we're going to expect the right to be on full attack mode this week, because I think they're... We're not going to say buttholes. Their feelings are hurt. Yeah. What else? We got some more. No.
I have a little something to add to that real quick.
Go ahead.
We have the common folk talking about going to Canada. But to really no surprise, John Roberts' decision, since he has big contributions coming from corporations, insurance companies actually love this, because now they have 30 million new customers that they get to take money from. So at least 30 million.
That's the thing.
So
it's
a win-win for big business.
It's like it's going to be a relief on the working person's pay or wage. We can say wage. It's going to be a relief on their wage, because with everybody having insurance, that gives the opportunity for people not to have to pay more. And it's hard to grasp it like that, but that's just the way it is. If you follow a business model, the more people you have is the less money people really have to put in. Because the less people that's in, the more you have to put in for it to be equal. But the more people is the less amount per person. But some people just can't grasp that. They can't understand it. I don't know what's going on.
My tax dollars are paying for this.
Yeah, that baffled me, that statement there. People complain, oh, now we're going to be paying for these people. No, you've been paying for them for the last 60 fucking years, and now they have to pay for themselves. They have to put something up. They can't just go for free and let you pay for it.
That's what
people grasp. I don't know if they grasp that concept.
They don't want to hear that, man. They just want to read the first line of every story. They don't want to read the actual story.
They don't even read that much. They just listen to Fox News.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, Fox News was also one in the run-ins of those who miscalled the...
I think that was wishful thinking on their part.
Yeah, what else is new?
Wishful thinking.
No, bro, the greatest thing about it was like on social media, like, because I caught it a half hour after they had said that it passed or it was upheld. So the half hour before that, when they had the erroneous story that it didn't pass, where people was going in and like the mass shift of emotion that occurred after that half hour, but that was the funniest shit. Like, I ain't never been so happy to go home and watch Fox News before. I've never purposely turned it on that channel, but today I was bugged, man. It was great.
You know, I really believe that it's just people are upset because they feel like it's a privilege that's being taken away from them. And let me explain what I mean by privilege. When you have money, it's a privilege for you to go and, let's say, just step ahead of somebody in line for something just because you have money. And to me, a person's health, a human being's health, it shouldn't be based on the amount of money that you have. That should be taken care of already. We should want to take care of each other. We should want to keep us strong so we could keep going as a species. Not just as a race or a country or a collective or the world. And just as a species in general, you should want to make sure that the next human next to you is okay. But that's socialism, my bad.
People ain't shit, though. So why would they care about the poor man if they're making more? Man, come on, man. How many times you done seen people? I'm guilty of it. If I got the poor man asking me for a hookup, I ain't got time for that shit. But that's just because I'm an asshole. I can admit that. But some people can't admit their shortcomings. So now they're over here trying to hide behind a story that has nothing to do with them in particular.
It's just baffling to me. And it takes away that privilege that person's money brings to them. It takes that away. So now, regardless if you have a pocket full of money, the person that's next to you that's more ill than you will get the same quality and the same amount of care as you. That's all we wanted. That's all reasonable people wanted, was just some type of equality. Not everything based on the amount of your wealth, Romney.
Equality, really, I mean, it's just a facade wrapped in a lie. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to preach equality on something where the basis of one's being really isn't based on equality. So they really can't grasp that concept to actually have the same as somebody that you feel you're better than. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And that's what it is. Ms. Fletcher wanted her first aid to work first. And I mean, it doesn't work like that. If we all paying into the same system, it shouldn't work like that. If you want special privileges, you should pay a special tax and you should get treated by a special system. Don't flood my market in with your rich ass. That's what I'm trying to say. If you really didn't want it like that, get your own system if you got that much money. Don't pay into the same system I'm paying into, because I'm paying for me, and I expect the rest of the money to go to people that need it.
Fuck that. I said a long time ago in the hospitality room, all these people that they preach their Jesus and this and that, fuck insurance. Let Jesus take care of you. Let him go see him at church. Don't worry about no health care. Don't worry about none of that. Fuck that. Die, bitch. It's slow.
I told you, I'm down for the death panels. I've been saying it. I'm down for the death panels.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jay Adam, and I approve of this message.
Some people just need to die.
Hey, some people just got to go to protect humanity. That's what the Terminator came for, right?
I believe so.
Okay. And he just kept coming back because he couldn't get the problem solved. Sorry.
You trying to say he's a Republican?
He is.
Get to the chopper.
He is a Republican.
Get to the mandate. Get down. Do it.
Vote down now.
Oh, shit. Do it, Jimmy.
He just be walking up to his contributors and like, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Y'all keep joking, somebody gonna terminate John Roberts.
Stop it. I'm Jay Adam, and I do not approve that message.
No,
oh,
no
I don't that, approve that's, it because it's not going to happen
because somebody would have been trying to clock off Clarence Carter. I mean Thomas.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, lying scum that he is. Next subject. What else do we have in national news? I don't believe we have anything else in national. That was just the headline for the day. Yeah. Because,
oh yeah, there is actually one more little bit of information. Big Tig, another contributor, posted earlier, and it was pretty good. It was covered up with all the nonsense zombie talk.
Mm-hmm.
But women's rights have taken another step back and shit on one more time.
But they're too busy being mad at this whole mandate thing, though. They don't care about
their
rights.
They wasn't worried about the mandate. They were worried about dude we're going to talk about later, Michael Daniel.
It's part of the larger picture with the Obamacare. People say Obamacare is rammed down our throats. But the whole time when we was trying to have this discussion, they were talking about Obama's birth certificate and what religion and shit he was, instead of actually having an adult conversation. And now they want to say it was rammed down their throats. They do need something in their throats. I'm not going to say what it is, but they need it.
No worry, in a few more months, they're going to all be drinking on the Canadian water.
They need to drink some of that Rutherford Beach water.
Oh, we can hit local news in a second.
I'm sorry. I keep jumping the gun.
I'm just trying to see if we can finish off this this healthcare. Because I'm not really that enthused about it because we talked about this long time ago. Like you said, I don't even know why it had to go to the Supreme Court. That was my whole thing. Why did it have to go to the Supreme Court? Cause we got a Congress full of obstructionists. That's all they do is obstruct. That's it. And people get upset, but like I mentioned earlier, as I was trolling people, you don't follow the chain of command. How is it instantly is Obama's fault with all the other people that are in charge?
I can name one reason. I don't know about the others, but one comes to mind. But what's understood doesn't need to be explained. Now I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, man. Like, okay, if you go to Walmart and you buy something and you don't like it and try to bring it back, you don't go over there and ask for Sam Walton, do you?
Nah, it's not that serious.
I'm saying though, if you got a problem with something, why not just go straight to the top like you do with this situation?
I guess because it's easier access when you're always in the public eye.
But does that? The other people are in the public eye also. I see Bobby Jindal on TV every day, but nobody mentioned his name at all today. Nobody.
But see, I don't have no beef with the Sam Walton dude, though. Like, I don't care about him. But there are people with an agenda already.
If you have a company and you have a problem with it, you got to go see the person that's at the top. You can't just talk to the manager. You can't talk to the dude that's underneath him. You can't talk to, no, I need to speak to the dude that's in charge. Because I'm an American.
Man.
Well, one of the biggest misgivings about American democracy, is not necessarily there for the majority. It's to protect the minority. That way the majority can't just run things down the minority's throat and make them take it. And so I don't have a problem with this going to the Supreme Court because individual mandate, I honestly still thought that it was going to fail, just that part. I didn't know it was going to strike the whole bill down. Because, you are forcing a tax on someone, but I thought that was a Democratic play to try to get the single player back into it. Like, I thought that was part of the process that it was originally trying to do with it. So what we have here, like, if they still had civics in school and they still taught that in public school except for the Loch Ness Monster stuff, then people would understand that there's a checks and balances that goes on. Like, this was there. And this is why it's so important that, because the next president in this election coming up is going to be able to replace two of the justices, because most likely two will be retiring within the next 4 years. So this is going to be really important, not just for these issues now, but for issues like this coming up, for a fight that will be happening.
And I'll close it up by saying that it is, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but we know that this country was brought up by the people, for the people. That is part of the saying. And
to but, have, I mean, it's the same with Bobby Jindal. People in Louisiana voted for him. Like, he won the election, so they're getting what they voted for. It's the same with Obama. He said he was going to do health care reform, and now people are acting like it came from nowhere. No, that's in 2008. I voted for that. This is what I voted for. This is what I wanted.
Yeah, I voted for kill Bin Laden, some health care, debt panels, and some more jobs. And I got, what, 3.5 out of 4, 2.5?
It's not good enough. I want it all.
And I want it now.
I mean, but that's way more than what we got in the past 8 years.
We got death and destruction.
We got a destruction of the economy. We got the
destruction of the environment.
Yes.
Destruction of our regulations.
We got a destruction of a group of people that some say needed to be destroyed. We ain't going to discuss that. Just going to say some people was left in the water. That's all we're going to say.
No, man.
Yeah. Because you got people on both sides that'll take that both ways. Nah, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we, anything else to add on to this healthcare crap holy?
Nah, man, I'm just sitting back and just looking at the people lose their mind, bro. That's all.
Because this only happens in Obama's America.
Of course.
All right. Can we get to some local news? Local news. Instead of all local right. news, can we just do like bath salt news?
Oh. Why?
What?
But, okay. Speaking of bath salt, didn't they say that the dude that ate the man face off was just off he was just on just regular weed. He wasn't on a bath salt now.
Yeah, that's what I read that on the Huffington Post yesterday.
Guess they ain't legalizing weed now. It makes you eat people face off.
Nah.
That's the munches, bro.
Nah. That was the case, then fuck. We should have all those Remington shotguns in jail. Not the people.
Should, but
okay. Let's do local/spice news.
Spice Girls? I thought they wasn't getting back together.
They gonna tell you what they want, what they really, really want.
Mr. QJ don't know what the hell we're talking about right now.
No, that's out of my league.
I don't understand, because they got the New Orleans bounce mix.
I don't know nothing about that, man.
What?
I don't know nothing about no New Orleans bound shit.
Okay, local news. I'm gonna start off
this. In bath salt news.
No, I'm gonna start with the other story first. In local news, Jeffrey Locott has been, he's going to court. And he is going to court because he decided to install video cameras in the men's bathroom at the Lafayette Consolidated Government Facility.
Huh.
Yes. Locott was fired by LCG officials after the hidden camera was found in the men's room at the Clifton Chenier
Don't
Center.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Terrence Daniel told me he's still upset about what happened with his brother 2 weeks ago. 22-year-old Michael Daniel.
it should just going off by itself.
That's the government. Before we go any further with that story, is he a Republican?
I'm pretty sure he is. He fits the description of a Republican, middle-aged white male.
And he was meat peeping.
Doing fugazi things in the bathroom. That's every bit Republican to me.
Oh, man.
Probably had the camera on hitting the wide stance on people.
And Larry Craig.
He's accused, he's accused of installing a video camera in the men's room. How did they find this? Did they have like a hole in the stall or something? And somebody, I don't know,
bro. I mean, he ain't on no spy technology type shit, so it couldn't have been like drilled through the wall with like the little wire type cam. I don't think it was that sophisticated. What if he just had the fucking the cords running?
No, he had a whole camcorder because the tape inside the camera showed numerous male employees using the restroom.
He might have used that Aaron Andrews technique with a drill, a little hole in the wall with a little.
Yeah.
Wow.
Either way, he about to get what's key. He gonna see all the penis that he been waiting to see. I tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of the shit cams he watched.
I don't think he was watching those. I think he was just watching the stall. He probably had it on top of like the stalls and stuff, looking down, so he could see all of them at one time.
It's Obama's fault. It's okay.
Of course.
And you see with this healthcare pass, he's gonna be able to get some good healthcare for his cycle problem.
That's why those people always talking about shit getting rammed down their throat. It all makes sense now. They like that. They want it in their mouth. That's what it's about.
This dude, 14 years he's been working with the consolidated government. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he done had some questionable activities going on. He is charged with video voyeurism.
Probably married with kids the whole nine on that down low.
Oh yeah, the Jesus got him though. He'll forgive him.
Uh-huh. No, you gotta go holler at Marcus Bachman. Get that shit removed.
Put something in there.
Get it removed and put back in again.
Put it deeper.
Okay. Authorities recover bath salts in Lake Charles. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The shit.
Earlier this month, investigators with the Louisiana State Bureau of Investigations initiated an investigation into the shipment of illicit drugs into Lake Charles. Okay, Q. So, Q.
Yes, sir.
You are a rookie synthetic drug dealer.
Okay.
You're getting 3 kilos of bath salts.
Right.
What's the best method of getting those bath salts?
Of retrieving it or distributing it?
Retrieving it.
If I'm a rookie, I would probably, well.
Say Bed Bath & Beyond. Do it.
I would just drive over to the distributor and just drive away.
And
No. He did it on his iPhone?
I don't have the goddamn, no, it was worse than the iPhone. He got it online and it was delivered to his house via FedEx. So when
at least they stopped selling at Bed Bath and Beyond.
They used to sell that shit over there. No.
That's where the first place they sold it was.
I thought Kumar was the first one to sell it.
Who's that?
Kumar.
She was.
No, Kumar got the gas station on Ryan Street.
Oh, no, Bed Bath & Beyond was selling that shit nationally first. That was on the very first stop because I went out there and checked it out when I first heard about it. I didn't get none. I just had to go see it for myself on the shelf and it was sitting there. Bath salt.
Man. You shouldn't have never gave that fool Wi-Fi.
The CPSO and all these other people, the ATF, the Homeland Security, the DEA, they all collaborated together and they recovered over 3 kilos of bat salt with a street value of $134,000.
Does it say how much the dude spent to buy that offline or off the internet?
Probably a couple of $100.
I was going to say, how the fuck they get to jump that value up to $100? Was he cutting it or something?
No.
It master.
He was mixing in that.
They just know how much they sell.
How much they sell it for?
He was on that prime. He ain't had that regular bath salt. That bitch had some Epsom salt mixed in with it.
He had that synthetic Jeffrey. Agents arrested 25-year-old Daniel Oliver as well as 48-year-old Verna Oliver and 24-year-old Matthew Oliver for possession with intent to distribute a Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Notice this was bumped up to a Schedule 1 with that little bullshit vote that they had in the state senate a few months ago. All three were booked into the CPCC. And bond was set for 50 G's apiece. Bad soul, so they bad or good. I don't ever blame the drug. I blame the person.
I blame the laws.
That too. But it's always the person's choice to decide to use some shit like that. And I mean, if you can't find it in your heart of hearts that, yeah, this synthetic shit might not be that good for me and I don't want to fuck with it. Well, then if you take it, I'm a fan of social Darwinism. Everybody knows this. Healthcare wouldn't be so high. We wouldn't have to take care of all these motherfuckers now, wouldn't it? See, I can agree with the GOP, but we both got to reach. We got to do a little reaching.
No, you don't want the GOP reach around on you.
No. You don't want no part. You got to reach from the front, and not the Western grip either. Just
oh shit!
They need to keep their hands by the stem at all times.
That's why I want you to just stretch out. I can see your hands first. No quick, sudden moves. Yeah, but
I'm gonna stand my ground. Fuck that.
I had to bring this up because the synthetics has been all over the news lately. We'll just jump into the dude next story because I don't think anybody. I just brought that one up because I wanted to let everybody know that the synthetic has reached the Lake Charles area.
Obama's America.
Obama's America.
Post-racial Obama's America.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I think this video is going to play for us, but I'm thinking. I believe it's going to play. But the dude was on the Spice, Q. I didn't know they called it that. I thought that was just a made-up name that people made up out here for it.
And Mojo?
He was on that K2.
What?
Yeah. He was on the K2, Q. He couldn't, and he lost his fucking mind. That shit you get in the silver bag. I used to see it at Kumar all the time. Because that's what I call him when I go in the store and he never
goes. Yeah. You know, I knew a pimp like that one time. I know you remember that.
22-year-old Michael Daniel of Waco was arrested at this home in the 4600 block of Athens. Police told me he viciously attacked a family pet after ingesting a bad batch of K2, a synthetic marijuana. Tonight, his family speaking out after backlash from critics in the neighborhood and on the web.
since the incident, yeah, we get funny looks, strange, multiple cars passing by, you know, black phone calls.
Family members told me the judgment has been harsh. They described Mike as a loving father of two and a wonderful uncle to his nieces and nephews. And while they acknowledge his mistake of taking the drug, they told me they'll always love and support him because they know it was completely out of his character.
Was it really a mistake for him to take the drugs?
No. Because do you know how hard it is to get that? So it's not like he just went to the store and bought that. It's like, if it was real weed, would it have been a mistake to smoke? Oh man, I accidentally smoked this perp.
I accidentally broke it up, busted a cigar up, rolled it up, and then lit it up. And then
was it rolled up, or did he like just swallow the shit like in its original form?
No. I'm going to crush it and snorted it, I'm sure.
Start lying in your mind now. You a killer.
No, he was on the synthetic drug Spice.
Oh, yeah, he smoked that.
How can you? Oh, yeah, I accidentally wrote.
What if he pre-moded it with the bath salt on top of the Spice?
Ooh.
He tried to get the moon.
He on that Mokujo.
The Mokujo.
I'm just saying, bro.
Ayo!
Didn't he ate a dog? Man, you did better off killing one of his kids.
You right about that. You are absolutely right. He could have took one of his children and put it in a garbage bag and threw it in the woods.
Yeah, he did better pulling the Casey Anthony. He killed the dog. Oh, hey, fucking.
Yeah, you ate a dog and it wasn't cooked at the Chinese place. Oh yeah, you going to jail for life, buddy. Like,
this is the family dog. Notice how they keep saying family dog.
Fuck your children. You going to jail for life. Just like that.
For life.
Did they have the dog remains, or he just ate that whole thing?
No, he didn't eat the whole
thing. He ate him while he was alive, huh? The dog was still alive. He started eating him.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, when they got him, like, was it like on Walking Dead where, like, the dog was laying there with a big hole with the ribs sticking out?
I don't know. I don't know how he got through the fur. That's what I'm thinking. But
how the dog even bite the fuck out of him? What kind of dog was it?
He probably blew that Mokujo in his face and knocked him out.
They should have just shot the dude when they came in. Fuck it.
You ain't see that dude off the bath salt looking like Incredible Hulk and shit?
I seen a little white dude in the back of the police car jumping around and shit, hitting his head against the window. The
police always want to shoot a certain kind of people. They might as well start shooting everybody. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful, but though. You
Michael
don't
Daniel
shoot
fit the description
person.
Of the people that the police shoot.
You know they don't get mad about police shooting anybody until they shoot a white person? Yeah, I said it.
No.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, just like that's how it was back in the day. Nobody said nothing about people getting their ass beat in California until Reginald Denny got his ass whooped.
That's it.
Huh.
It was a treacherous day in South Central. It's not a treacherous day every day in South Central. The fuck, man.
Because that dude wasn't smart enough to hit the gas.
I'd have ran over everybody at that intersection and thought about it later.
I'd have threw it in reverse and made sure I finished them all. Fuck that.
These animals were after me. And he could have just got David Duke to be his attorney. And
the Lord Savior, David Duke. That's a proud Mississippi.
Oh, man.
Him and Cecil Price running the South.
The dog was a medium-sized spaniel mix.
I'll go on the record and say that I'm not a dog lover.
He allegedly
nor a dog
beat
person,
and
so I don't really understand all that.
Oh, he Michael Vick the dog first, Q.
Well, he had another. He had two dogs, and
he allegedly beat and strangled the dog.
Oh, well, at least it makes sense why the dog didn't get away when he was eating him.
And then, began chewing hunks of flesh from the animal.
God damn. Did it say how he got the fur off? That's all I want to know.
Nah, he probably ate the fur. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. Well, if it's a family dog, you probably just came from the vet and getting groomed and shit. Like, yeah, cut all that hair off. Yeah, all of it.
You know, come out and he fucked the dog before he killed it and ate it. He Jeffrey Dahmer the doll.
Yeah, because fucking the dog is the least of their worries.
I mean, if the dude was that hungry for Chinese food, he should have just went get some takeout before he smoked that shit. If he wanted dog that bad, just go get you some orange ribs. Be like, man, why are these ribs so small? Did they kill a calf? No, that's not a calf, but it has cat ribs. What do you mean? No, this can't be true.
Yeah, what has spare? What ribs is that small on any animal? Where?
Yeah, the bone on the ribs is about the size of like a kindergartner's pencil. Okay. That was Michael Daniel. He was really hungry for Chinese. Now he's gonna be in jail getting raped.
Huh. Because I wouldn't feed this shit to my dog.
Well, well.
That fucking dude, man.
Okay. And this was gonna be on the Retard Awards. But let's see. No, it's not. I saved the story for you, Q.
Oh, good.
Yes. Let's see if there's a video. The video I had a video a few days ago of it, but I don't think it's up anymore.
Can I jump in real quick? I just have a breaking story. Apparently the stocks of the companies that own the hospitals around the country have almost doubled here since the decision came out about the mandate being upheld.
So everybody getting paid, but people still mad. Okay.
For real, and I know. Let's see, Bill Maher said this. If Obama was really a socialist, he is a terrible socialist. Like, he is the worst socialist ever. He just keeps feeding the big capitalist machine. He feeding it. That's what you call feeding the machine. Remember at Aladdin's Castle? I know everybody remembers Aladdin's Castle. You go in there, you have the handful of quarters, and you just feeding that machine, trying to get them little, get the little tickets. That's what Obama's doing right now, just feeding the machine.
Wow, this dude, honorary retard award right here.
Q.
What up?
Okay, well, Mr. Adam gets this story set up. I'm going to tell you about this story.
All right.
Okay. Me and you stay in the Jex. In the concrete jungle. We stay in the non-affluent area, me and you. I made a gallon of tropical punch. You made a gallon of cherry. We both meet up in the middle of the street. And we begin arguing about whose Kool-Aid tastes better.
Can I play guess the race?
Really? In Detroit, really?
I mean, I don't give a fuck if it's in Alaska. I know where it's going.
Because there is no greater Detroit. A greater Detroit would be like the greater Cleveland. It doesn't exist. It's a hellhole from city limit to city limit.
But yes, you can continue your scenario, sir.
Okay, so we begin arguing. So we both pull out guns and begin to shoot at each other.
Okay.
None of the bullets hit none of us. We shoot two innocent people.
That sounds about right. you forgot that episode of the Boondocks? You forgot about that when they pulled out and emptied the clip and they ain't hit nobody? Because I did not forget, sir. So let me guess. They winded up walking away from the scene unharmed, but they're going to jail. Is that at least accurate? Or did somebody else die?
No, nobody died. Somebody got shot in the ass, and then another person got shot in the wrist.
Oh. Over some fucking Kool-Aid, man.
And I was just making up a scenario because I can't accept the real scenario that actually happened. I was just making that up because it actually sounds better. That we just met up in the middle of the street and had an OK Corral battle because of Kool-Aid. But this dude actually shot at his partner, at his homeboy, because he drank the last of the Kool-Aid.
I don't even fucking know, Reddit. That's so dumb. Like, I can't even make a joke about it. It's just dumb. So hold up. Why were they meeting up with Kool-Aid anyway, like it was some kind of damn Food Network challenge or some shit?
No, I was just making that scenario.
Oh, okay.
The dude actually, he went to the refrigerator and he got upset because somebody had drunk the last of the Kool-Aid and he couldn't make any more, I guess.
You ain't got no sugar.
Got no sugar. Give your auntie sugar some sugar.
I feel bad for the dude, bruh. So he was in the house, I assume, and random people in the family got shot. Is that accurate?
I guess the dude met up with him outside or something. Like, why you drunk the last with the Kool-Aid?
Oh, on that meet me outside bullshit, right? Let me go outside and start shooting your ass. Okay. Even though you're right in front of me. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
I hope you get everything that's coming to him, because that's just utterly ridiculous.
All right. Now we're gonna segue to some sports right quick, since we don't get our weekly dose of grown man sports.
Oh, why are you still trolling grown man? We are working on it. I'm telling you.
In sports news, Anthony Davis trademarks his eyebrows.
Trademark. Now I'm talking about.
Yes, he trademarks the unibrow.
But wasn't like women nationwide complaining about, oh, he would be so cute if he would just shave his eyebrows. I bet money. They, like, the next big thing, you know how they got the glasses with no lenses and shit? Mm-hmm. They either, A, gonna have the mark on, like, they're gonna use the marker and connect the unibrow, or they're gonna have two monocles, and the connector is gonna be the unibrow.
Oh, man.
What?
Like, I don't really like to talk about people's faces, but this dude already kind of looked like he had Down syndrome.
Oh, man.
And I was just talking the other day that somebody needed to cut that shit off.
But he
already got the sloping Neanderthal face. Why would you add the unibrow? Why?
Well, either you all the way in or you all the way out, bro.
And you see, it's just going to make a mockery of my state, because you know who's going to pick him up? The Hornets.
Of course.
And I'll give you 40 million reasons why all these chicks would eat those words that they were saying.
Bruh, even my own sister. Yes, I'm putting her on blast. I love her dearly, but she was on that bullshit too, talking about, yeah, I would never mess with him unless he cut his unibrow. Yeah, right. The trademark. You ain't cutting shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so aggressive. But like I said, bro, if he gonna rock it, he gonna rock it all the way. At least, like, I don't know. Well, I guess James Harden gonna trademark the beard next, bro.
Mr. Davis said that he might have a commercial where he's acting like he's shaving it, and then he'll throw the razor down.
Well, since it's trademarked, if he does shave it, won't he lose? Won't he get sued or something like that?
Well,
what if somebody else cut that bitch in his sleep?
Somebody need a Samson him for real. But he has also trademarked the phrases "fear the brow" and "raise the brow."
So, like, as all his pitches, he gonna be looking surprised. He can't get no Botox then.
When I read this article last night, and this was, I'm reading the one off of Yahoo.com. I was like, I'm hoping that this dude is not a bust.
He can't be.
He is.
Because he'll have a worse reputation than Sean Bradley.
I don't know, bro. T Mac dunked all over Sean Bradley. I mean, that was kind of rough. That's infamous right there.
He got a lot of people that dunked. Vince Carter dunked on Sean Bradley. He had a lot. It was a lot of people just put their nuts in his face.
But at least Anthony Davis got a J. So even if he is a bust, at least he'll have that to hang on. Like, Sean Bradley had nothing. So that's hard to be the next Sean Bradley, bro. Like, that's damn near impossible.
The Heat and the Thunder ain't raced to see who can trademark the lensless glasses yet with the pink clothes.
Bro, Russell Westbrook could trademark all of that goofy-looking shit.
Russell Westbrook is a conundrum. Because he wears a 1978 bandana style shirt with the 2012 red lens Sally Jesse Raphael glasses. I don't get it. He's the Andre
3000 of the NBA, because Andre 3000 be wearing some questionable outfits also.
No. The Andre 3000 is the man we're going to talk about next with his suspect behavior. But Anthony Davis, future New Orleans Hornet. So I guess, they got a lot of people around here with the unibrow anyway, but it's...
What if they would make people lick his unibrow, bro?
No. I want him to do the thing like where he... lick his two pinky fingers and then just like line up his eyebrows.
Oh, what'd you say?
I want him to do the where he lick his pinky fingers and just rub his eyebrows and shit, get him in place.
No, you messing up. He ain't going to be licking. You know how most people do that shit and they like put the fingers in and go out with it a little bit? Like, he just going to go from one side and go all the way to the other side.
Nah, you got to do the one hand with the.
Oh, no. I guess if Rihanna is, he can be in it too.
Okay. Now Rihanna's part of it too.
Yeah. Rihanna been in the Illuminati because she messed with Jay-Z. She used to mess with Jay-Z.
Chris Brown. He can't fuck with Illuminati.
So she didn't fuck him up. She had her Secret Service Illuminati folk come out the bushes and beat his ass.
Her little white slave Roach did it.
Oh,
stop. Why you talking about Drake like that, man? It's a shame.
He ain't collected that $1 million yet for that fight?
Fight.
Oh, against Chris Breezy.
No.
Scoop said he'll fight both of them for $25.
I'm sure. I'm sure. It wouldn't take much.
The draft is tonight, right?
Yep.
Anthony Davis, couple more hours. 2 hours, Anthony Davis. I'm getting me a unibrow patch.
Huh, the racial draft tonight?
Yes.
Where Tiger going?
I don't know where Tiger going, because I don't think nobody wants him.
Ram, get me some electrical tape right now.
Tiger Woods might be able to join the white woman demographic. Oh, I think was that too early for that?
No, it's been long enough.
Lamar going to the Clips. Oh shit.
Uh oh.
What up next? I need to know, like, this is a sidebar question. We don't have to stay on this long. I need to know why the real Andre 3000 of the NBA is, like, why is he the most questionable straight person in the league? I need to know
Chris
this.
Chris Bosh?
Yes. I didn't even have to see. You already know who I'm talking about.
I mean, after watching that charade he put on when they was pouring that champagne, it wasn't enough that he poured the champagne on himself. He poured it, and then he looked like he got a sense of satisfaction from it. He kind of looked like that chick. Remember on that episode of the Chappelle Show where he was being
Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole, yeah. He was like, pour it all over your dress. That's what Chris Bosh was doing, just looking silly.
Like when I seen that, the next thing that was up on my mind was the dude from The Water Boy, the dude that couldn't talk.
Why, bro?
When he was at the end, when he was just rubbing his nipples, that's all I was missing. Because that's all I was missing. He had already centrally pulled the champagne all on himself. This was after he wore pink, some pink capris. Not even... This is what I'm talking about. Why does he do it to himself? Because if he wouldn't do none of this, if he would just be quiet, nobody would even mention Chris Bosh. Because nobody mentions him at all other than talking about his questionable activities. In his pink pants.
He liked it.
In his girlish facial features.
I don't know, bro. I mean, you know.
We don't never discuss, man, Chris Bosh had a good game the other night, man. No, it's all, man, you see what Chris Bosh had on in the stands, man. He looked like he had on more makeup than his girl. Look, that's how it started off. Always, Chris Bosh.
At least he ain't on that Reggie Evans with the reach around, bro.
Oh man, I tell you this: if he come out with his head like Cisco next year, I'm done.
He already be walking up and down the court with his tongue all out, like he just have an invite for a landing strip.
That's what they were doing to him the other night. It was D-Wade and who else? I forgot. I don't think it was Chalmers. It was somebody else that was just shaking the champagne in his face.
Oh, yeah. Homies over hoes. Do the homie. You
trying to say Chris Bosh wants to go shower with Sandusky?
He probably already did.
Sandusky showering with some grown men right now.
That's why he wants to go shower with Sandusky.
If you could call it showering at this point, he just dealt with the water hitting him on his back.
They just slapping and sliding around in that. They just playing.
He's sliding around all right on that wood.
I like my fish wet and squirming.
You got the dude in there from Georgia with no teeth, talking about you got a pretty mouth on you.
You hear the dude in banjos.
Booty is more important than water.
I'm the warrior. Boom.
Oh, man. Anyway.
It's a tax. Yeah, I guess it is a tax. It's a tax. Every time I look up on the screen, it's an individual mandate. It's a tax.
Yeah, bro. At first, it was funny. Now, it's just starting to get on my nerves. It's fucking tax. Everywhere, bro.
It's a tax.
That's because they don't want to talk about the women getting fucked over with the pay.
Oh, they're going to wait till that shit done smoothed over. Then they're going to bring it up.
That's what the bath salt talk was masking the whole past week and a half.
Okay. And in other sports news, I got a personal beef, and I'll be sure to bring it up on the next Grown Man podcast. I'm really starting to have a personal beef with Jason Whitlock.
Man, who doesn't?
I don't, because I don't know who he is. So.
Oh, that's the black guy. Yeah. Whenever he talks about an issue in sports, he always tries to bring it to like an issue in black poverty or some kind of shit.
No, this is the same dude that I got mad and I had to school him on the career of Reggie Bush with the Saints, because he just glorified the man's career with the Saints like the dude ran for 1,500 yards every season or something.
He missed more games than he played though.
That's what I'm saying. I know this because I watched every game.
Even the games he played in, he missed.
Yes. Yes. He ain't ran that much in the direction he ran was sideways. I was reading this article about how Kobe Bryant is benefiting from the LeBron hate.
Really? LeBron gonna get him a title off of the hate?
I'm gonna read this article on here. I'm gonna send it to you, Q.
I got it.
So he basically says that Kobe Bryant is the modern day Jerry West.
Really?
Yeah. But isn't Jerry West one of the greatest players of all time?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't that Jerry West on the NBA symbol?
Yes.
Really? So you're going to diminish this man's career? You're going to diminish Jerry West's career just to talk shit about Kobe Bryant?
Well, absolutely.
I need to know right now, does the career of Kobe Bryant really etch, does it really like stab people in the heart? Does it really take their heart out? Did he do your teams that bad over the years? Really? Is it like that? Kobe had nothing to do with LeBron winning the championship or nothing. But he just had to choose to bring Kobe up. Because this is not the first article I read from him where he just went out of his way to bash Kobe Bryant. For no reason. The dude lost in the second round. He was nowhere to be found.
He going to show up now. He had to make him relevant again.
Whatever. You read that on your own. We're going to talk about that on Grown Man. I just had to bring that up because it was still in the sports section.
Gotcha.
Let's see. I'm not going to do the playoff thing because we all know about the playoffs. We can get into an hour-long conversation about the playoffs. But yeah. I was looking at my sports info last night, I came over this article about the 100 richest athletes. And this is from Forbes. So,
oh, yeah.
Is the top 100 highest paid athletes. Q, give me a guess on who's number one. J. Adam, number one. Somebody.
I go LeBron. No. The Tiger.
Man. It's probably somebody from baseball or tennis or golf.
No.
One NASCAR? Last chance.
No.
Really?
Really. And this is another one I've been telling y'all about just duping everybody.
He is the money team.
He is the highest paid athlete right now. Over the last year, or however long they're going back with this, I'll go down and skim some more.
The highest? Oh, Tim Tebow.
No. The highest paid athlete right now is Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Oh, yeah. We got $40 million a fake fight.
He had two fights last year that purchased him $40 million plus per fight. He doesn't need endorsements. Like, this just paid straight up. This straight cash, homie. Like Randy Moss coined and franchised. Straight cash, homie. There is no endorsement. We don't see Mayweather on no commercials. Fuck. $85 million. Number one, we're gonna go through the top five. We're gonna do the five. Number two is his adversary,
Pacquiao.
Yes,
man.
Yes, Manny Pacquiao.
And that's why them dudes will never fight because they both got it made in shape. They're having to fight each other.
Just like us. Just like we always have a discussion about. They'll never fight. There's no reason for them to fight. Number three is Tiger. Tiger had to bounce back. He had to get some of his endorsements back. Like, you see, he purses over $100 million, like, a year just off of his performance and his endorsements.
But Tiger, I can understand Tiger, but for the two boxing dudes, I blame all the ducks that keep buying that crap.
That's what I'm saying. I blame the fucking people that pay $65 every time to watch these dudes square dance for 12 rounds. Number four is LeBron James, making like $60 million a year with $50 million in endorsements.
Even after the decision, let's go.
Number five, he finally won a ring to justify it.
Number five is Roger Federer. I know y'all don't really look at tennis. Yeah, he still play. He earned that money. He really did because he's been playing forever.
How much Nadal made? Oh, he got.
Yeah, Nadal got probably good, coming up soon. Number six, Kobe. Kobe brought in $50 million this year with $32 million in endorsements. Number seven, Phil. Phil be selling the shit out of his golf tapes and stuff. You don't win a, he wins sparingly, but he sell a lot of that bullshit that be on late at night on TV.
He sold them little bullshit bracelet things, yeah, the power balance or whatever.
And the bullshit trick shot tapes to show you how to hit the ball opposite way with the club and all that. Yeah. Phil be making his money too. I'm not even mad with him. Number eight, Bex. I don't pay attention to soccer.
That yeah, much. I don't.
But I know he's on the commercial, so yeah, I know he's probably he's the highest paid soccer player still.
Yeah, he's probably the world's best known soccer player right now since Pele.
Number nine is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Another soccer?
Soccer
dude. Yeah.
Don't all these dudes do commercials for Gillette where Tom Brady rubs their face and stuff? Well, my bad.
Oh, stop.
Tom Brady has on the UGG boots.
Don't say that too loud. Chris Bosh going to try to go out there so he can get rubbed on by Tom Brady.
Number 10, and I'm going to end it at 10. Y'all look at the rest later on. Peyton Manning. Still.
Peyton Manning. Didn't play in
over
dial.
2 years now.
Tim Tebow don't get to claim none of that church money that he be helping them get.
Oh, stop. Jesus ain't lay his hands on you yet.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Here's a surprise. Number 12, Hello Donata. Number 13,
what the fuck's he doing?
Because he signed a $60 million contract in September. I don't even think he's that old. I think he only been in the league like 3 or 4 years, huh?
But he a beast, though,
yeah,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. He's a defensive tackle. They got to pay for that. That's just like a big man in the NBA. You got to pay for that shit. You can find
some
always
of that fucking
find
money on the quarterback. They might win some.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let me
you got the game fucked up out there.
So I can get on the road. Q, y'all got to do a grown man show. Still trolling.
I know. I mean, it's in the works right now, bro. It's in the works right now.
I'm looking at QJ right now. Look like he working hard.
Okay. We don't have any retard awards music, so we're just gonna do the top three that I found.
Oh no, we should have the retard award right there. The one I got put up for you.
I can't
pronounce their names, but they shooting dope outside the police headquarters. They win it. Fuck that.
Oh.
Can we start with the number three retard award first?
Don't need.
In his honorable mention.
Elias Naba.
Don't need
Sawyer.
Okay, let me do the upfront for the retard. This is the retard awards, where we give out medals of slander to people who have committed felonious acts of stupidity. First up, somebody that could have got eliminated with the death panels. New Jersey man allegedly pulled gun on neighbor who farted in his general direction.
Huh, that's wrong.
A 72-year-old T-neck New Jersey resident was taken into custody by police last night after he reportedly aimed the gun at a neighbor who farted outside his door. Daniel Collins, the unidentified victim, 47, lived in the hood. Really? Really? So you a 47-year-old man farting on people's doors? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if George Jefferson should go to jail now. Let me keep on. Let's.
Wow. I don't even know what to say, bro.
Oh, okay. It was my bad. It was the 72-year-old man that farted And the man, and the dude pulled the gun out on him. Oh, man, he was trying to get his own death panel started.
I have one here where a guy was, he got arrested for threatening some, his neighbor by saying, when I get done taking a shit, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. Went to jail for threatening him.
According to Detective Lieutenant Andrew McGurr, Colin snapped and pulled out a handgun after hearing his neighbor pass gas in the front of his apartment door. He denied brandishing a weapon, but upon searching his vehicle, police officers uncovered a .32 caliber Taurus revolver under the passenger seat. Collins was subsequently charged with aggravated assault, possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, unlawful possession of a firearm, and making terroristic threats.
Terroristic? Wow.
That fart might have been a biological weapon.
Got that WMD.
Stop. Speaking of that shit.
What, man?
Shoplifting suspect defecates in front of Chandler store. A Chandler man is accused of defecating on the floor of a Walmart store Tuesday after trying to steal a beer bottle. Tomas Arenas, 56, was at Walmart in Chandler at about 5 p.m. when he grabbed a beer bottle and walked out the store without paying. A loss prevention officer stopped Arenas and brought him back inside. Arenas began yelling at the officer before pulling down his pants and defecating on the floor in front of many customers. Arenas was arrested on suspicion of defecation. Really?
Is suspicion? He was standing right there.
Indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, loitering, and shoplifting.
Loitering.
Loitering, huh? You should have put littering, fecal littering. What's up with people shitting on the floor now, man? Like, what?
They're trying to make a statement, literally.
That is so gross. Oh, man. You just shit out. Oh, I couldn't steal this bottle. Ugh.
What if he was trying to explain to the man in Espanol that he needs to shit, so he needs to let him go? And he didn't understand it, so he just started shitting.
No.
Try to help him out.
Okay, Mr. Adams, can you please give us that honorary mention story while I pull up this?
Let's see. Elias Naba, and I know I'm fucking these names all up, so I apologize to the idiots out there. And Tony Singusolia were arrested Monday after cops spotted them parked outside the Lawrence Police Station in Massachusetts, allegedly trying to shoot heroin. Wow. The officer observed a vehicle parked in a police parking spot, which is a restricted area for police vehicles only, and the car was actually at an angle where it was taking up a couple of spots, said Lawrence Police Chief John Romero, reported by CBS Boston. Patrolman Adam Goujon was shocked by what he saw after approaching the silver Honda Pilot at 12:30. He said the suspect was holding a needle, referring to Nabi, who was the driver's seat. I said, "You're shooting up right in front of the police station." He said, "I know I messed up. I couldn't believe the audacity." Nabi is charged with possession of heroin, while his friend was charged with knowingly being present where heroin is kept.
Is that a crime?
Wow.
Is that even a
I didn't know. I mean, I guess it's one of them clauses.
That's bullshit. That's what that sounds like to me. Sounds like a big load of boo. Sounds like the shit the dude let out in Walmart. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like boo-boo for my ears. So If you just happen to be outside the club and the dude next to you pull out a joint and you really you can't get away in time, you're going to jail because you don't buy the joint. You goddamn police, man. Why they couldn't just go around the corner? I thought, oh, really?
You ain't know?
Like, well, at least they didn't have to go that far. The police ride wasn't that far.
I mean, was that a good thing? Cause they probably would have just drugged their ass on the ground to the station.
Okay. That's why I was hoping that's what they did. Just drag them by their feet.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's get this. Let's get these out of the way because I have to make this ride back to the lake area. It has been good. It's been a good day out here in Lafayette. It's been hot as fuck though, man. This is ridiculous. You can cook food outside. Like you don't have to put it on the ground. Just let it sit on something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Get that bacon. That bacon shake shit.
Oh shit.
You're cool, y'all.
Speaking of meat, man stuffs meat in pants, then flees Oakland Park grocery.
What? I hope it was right ground meat.
An Oakland man stuffed $53 worth of meat down his pants, darted out the grocery store, and then ran over a man's foot as he fled in his car. 56-year-old Richard Homer Smith. Remained in jail Saturday and is charged with petty theft, failing to stop and remain at an accident involving injury and improper backing.
What?
I guess when he was backing out of the parking space, he ran over the dude's leg.
Dude should have watched where the fuck he was going. Fuck, it's my fault that they don't see the white lights on the back of this car. Man,
it's my fault that you don't see this 2,000-pound vehicle going in reverse. I'm sorry. My bad. Me and my girl had an argument about this the other day. I was like, yo, people that's walking for real, they test you because they don't even look. They just dart across. But we'll get into that on another show. Matter of fact, the next show we'll start it off with people that just need to look both ways before crossing.
Yeah, because the old white man in my neighborhood does that shit. We was talking about the basketball court last night. How you trying to get it?
Should have just bumped him a little bit.
He walked in the middle of the road 3 feet from the fucking sidewalk with heavy traffic. Right in the middle of the road like he owns that bitch.
He'll give a fuck he old.
Yeah, fuck him. That's what I said.
Oh, so the dude that foot got ran over, he was trying to be the citizen's hero or whatever. He wanted to.
Oh, that's why he got his foot ran over. Yeah.
He trying to stand his ground with that car. Yeah.
the dude tried to stop the man and stop Smith as he was getting into the car, but Smith said "fuck you" and backed up on his leg and just mashed off.
He was trying to take him out. He lucky all he got was his foot.
As Smith left the scene, he stopped to remove his license plate and threw it out. It was later recovered by authorities and used to learn his identity.
Why did he just keep it on him until like a later? Man, that's fucking dumbass, dude.
Why
man.
He didn't just throw it in a fire that he made himself?
Really? You fucking idiot.
Oh, well, if you stuff your meat in your pants, I'm pretty sure there's not many small hungry, things you're going to be doing.
He was hungry. Last story. Go ahead and search me because I ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I'm not reading the whole thing. Fort Walton Beach police officers were called to McDonald's on Eglin Parkway to check the car out. When officers approached it, all three men got out. One went into the bathroom at McDonald's. The driver was asked for his license. He told officers he didn't have one because it was suspended. A check on the man's name revealed an active warrant for a probation violation, so he was arrested. The other man was found inside McDonald's. He consented to a pat down, saying, "Go ahead and search me, cause I ain't got nothing on me."
Gangster. Oh shit!
Sergeant Hayes began to pat him down and felt what appeared to be pills in a bag located next to his testicles.
I ain't got nothing on me. I gave it up, dog. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. The man, which was later identified as Kenneth Lee Sanders, also had an active arrest warrant for driving with a suspended license, resisting arrest without violence.
What the fuck? How you resist arrest without violence?
He lied to the police.
Oh, okay. Why don't they just say lying?
It
sounds so much worse. Resisting arrest without violence. It's crazy. Can't you take off running and that's resisting arrest without violence?
No, that's flight from an officer.
You. Oh, sorry. You're not going to tell I ain't never been arrested. I don't know them laws.
You should try it. Everybody's doing it.
I don't run from no police. That's why I got a clean record. They like, stop. Oh, shit.
Statue. Stop. I'm falling out like Fred Sanford. Fuck that. It's the big one, Elizabeth. It's the big one.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. Fucking dude, I ain't got nothing on me. He got some dope by his nuts. Stupid ass dude. Don't tell a man to search. He could have been like, why? I mean, if you gonna fucking do it.
This is the first time we was all on the show together.
I know it's been a minute.
Yeah. It was a good socialist show today. Again, you find it on iTunes and Podomatic.
Oh, before we go, I just want to extend that if any conservative out there might be listening, I'm offering rides to the airport. I will help you box your shit to get the fuck out. Whatever you need, just see you. Don't come back, Jack.
Jack. Oh shit.
Well, I'm in Lafayette. I'll extend that offer too. I have a big UConn over here and get a couple of people in there and we take y'all right there to the Greyhound station off of Garfield Street, or we can go to Lafayette Regional Airport.
Right. No, so they ain't gonna ride the Greyhound, that's where the socialists ride.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, y'all a lot nicer than myself. I don't have as much hospitality. All I can extend them is a big fuck you. Take your ass to Canada. Crying, bitch.
Oh, take your ass back across the street, Craig.
They're saying that shit now. People living down south talking about I'm going to Toronto. Okay, go freeze your ass off up there because you don't make a point.
They got kicked out once from Toronto. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Reverse migration, man. That's what I've been talking about, the reverse migration. We need to go back. My slave owners need to go back. Y'all can leave me. Just go back. Oh, before we go, everybody that uses Ancestry.com, shoot yourself.
Oh.
Like, for real. Just, because the shit is not true. How you know what Kunta name was in 1863? Tell me this. I need fact. He didn't even know how to write his own name. See, people don't even be logical and think about stuff like that. It's not like slaves had dog tags or something back in the day. They didn't care. Oh, this nigga has muscles. We're going to put him in the field. Your name is Field Boy.
No, you're a field Negro. Your last name is Fields.
Because you will be in the fields.
Yeah. That's it. Nah, they're going to tell me what. Let me shut up before I get fucked
then,
over.
Then in 2012, you're going to try to tell me that was my great-great uncle once removed. Kiss my ass. That's all I'm saying. That shit is not true. It is not true. It's like a Facebook for dead people. That's what it is. We really want to get into it. Because that's all people do is go look at it and be like, yeah, this motherfucker owns slaves. Oh, yeah, look, I bet you he picked cotton good. Look at his homes. That's all people doing now. They're not using it to be accurate because you're not really being accurate.
I heard the slaves on Ancestry.com had documentation. I didn't know they, you know, filled out no paperwork.
I think J. Adam can vouch for me by saying, like, a good percentage of the people that stay in Southwest Louisiana fled to that area purposely. To not be found. And I wonder how many of them kept the names that the government was looking for. But I bet it's on checkancestry.com.
Yeah, if you have a Smith anywhere in your family, you might as well go ahead and throw your family ancestry away, because that shit is just a made-up fucking name.
Smythe. That's how I see it. Smythe.
Or name like Johnson. Just break it down. Yeah. John's son. The son of John. That's how many Johns they had.
Oh, Jackson. Get the fuck out of here. Jackson. How
many, Jack. Son of Jack.
How many black and white Jacksons do you know?
I know one that's both.
Started out a black man, ended up a white woman. That's crazy.
Ancestry.com. It's like religion.
Speaking of men that look like women, is it just me or does James Brown look like a black Chinese woman?
Is he still alive? No, his mommy just looks like a.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, now if your last name Brown, really? Really? Really?
Ancestry.com,
really? All white, either one.
Yeah, I know, right?
What if you're a black white or a white black?
I knew a white chick with the last name Black.
I know a bunch of white people with the last name Black, and it is, I always wondered. It was like, why? How did this happen?
No, because it wouldn't have been like that, because their name would have been Negro Lover then if it was.
Oh, man. Shit.
Maybe that's what got turned to black and white for last.
Yeah, time. Maybe the term black was so despicable that that's all that had to be said.
They had to clean it up the same way you don't call racists racists anymore. You call them Tea Party members?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Why is it every show we say we about to go and then we keep talking and get extra ratchet?
Well, fuck them.
I looked up and you mentioned something about something and it made me think about Ancestry.com and how I wanted to talk about how that was a crock of bull.
Oh, man.
Ancestry.com, it reminds me of one of the Ponzi schemes that I would look at on Penn & Teller. That's But everybody looks at me questionable when I want to start one.
You don't pay worry. Me $49.95, I'll tell you all about your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you don't know anything about them? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about them. Oh, you don't know nothing at all? You don't know where they came from? Oh, I got you. Like, I'll even give you a map.
Mm-hmm. Go knock on this house right there. You see that plantation right there? That's where your uncle used to work. Right
and what's
there.
Crazy is that it's not even your people. You can do anybody.
Yeah. You see that continent over there? You don't like to fuck with Africa? Yeah, that's where you came from.
Yeah.
What? I'm white. Yeah, okay. I didn't stutter.
What do you mean they got white people living in Africa? Yeah, that's so, related.
I would like to anybody just preface like to by saying I try to keep it clean, but I'm sorry I have to say this, but all the people on Ancestry, they should have never gave you niggas Wi-Fi. Yeah, I said it. My Twitter handle is @QJPimpson.
Again, the internet was given to everybody as a socialist tool, and people still don't know how to use it in the correct ways to benefit.
People don't even know how to talk to each other. How are they going to be social online if they can't be social in person?
People don't know how to read. Fuck that. They killed education. No, that just... They can give you the answers in the book. Nobody can ever read it, so fuck it. If you want to hide something, just hide it in a book and text.
Yep. Yep. That's what they've been doing for years now, so.
That's okay. I got me some audio books now.
You know, I found this out that this has been going on for years. How you find that out? I mean, I just cracked open this book. Oh, how long
if
this
you read
book
a book,
been
try
out?
To find the unabridged version. Because if it's not unabridged, that means it's been edited a few times. That's why you'll never find a Bible that says unabridged, because that shit's been
why you hurting people's feelings, man? They don't want to hear that shit.
Stepped on more than bath salt and that Colombian cocaine.
Oh, shit. The Bible been stepped on more times than fucking, oh, man.
The dance
roaches
floor
at Randall's. Joe's apartment is what I was trying to get. That's what I was trying to get out. I was standing up at the same time. So, I'm gonna shut this down. I got one more errand to run before I get out of here.
Cool.
QJ Pimpson, Mr. J. Adam, it was nice having y'all on. We shall do this again. Now that we have the good technology going with Google Hangouts, shout out to Google.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. And as per GoDaddy, I found out that within the next 4 days is going to be the Hospitality Room's 1-year anniversary of existence. What? So I'm sure we're going to have to do something nice.
What?
How many days?
On the third.
On the third. So we're going to have to celebrate on the fourth just to make it a...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I asked you if you wanted me to bring the mixer. I don't know.
Do it. Fuck that. 1 year anniversary. I'm going
live
in.
From the Zalanda's 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep it clean. I'm having my kids with me. You know how that goes.
Capital City.
I won't even get on it then.
I would just say, don't ever say what he's saying. But I just won't
believe
say
it. Don't say it.
Yeah, you know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're on iTunes, Podomatic, is www.thehospitalityroom.com or facebook.com/hospitalityroom. Check us out. From there, you can get our Twitter handles. We're not going through all that because I really do have to go today. well, have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace. Yeah.